It's the magic of maybe, just the magic of maybe. It's the magic of maybe, just the magic of maybe. It's the magic of maybe, just the magic of maybe. It's the magic of maybe, just the magic of maybe.
Ladies and gentlemen, we present our play. The curtain opens to reveal a band of time-travelling players, a motley crew whose aim and essence, unlikely as it may seem, is to surf the space-time continuum.
It's the second act.
A second chance.
A time to dance.
To reenact.
The matters of fact.
To rewind time.
To find the sign.
To refine the line.
To drink the wine.
To redesign.
So a love sublime.
Like yours, like mine.
Can redefine.
Can realign.
Can realize.
The sweet surprise.
Of summer skies.
When push comes to shove.
Don't push, don't shove.
When push comes to shove.
It's all about love.
And it's love that really matters.
We have the time.
Not hers, not mine.
Not theirs, not thine.
But rather fine.
To interrupt.
And uncorrupt.
The mistakes they made.
The plans they laid.
Being too afraid.
They could have stayed.
But instead they strayed.
From dreams they made.
Let true love fade.
While they made the grade.
When push comes to shove.
Don't push, don't shove.
When push comes to shove.
It's all about love.
And it's love that really matters.
First, to set the scene, to present the essence of the problem, we introduce the villain.
Who am I? Guess. Are you listening? Are you ready? You have to guess my name. I am your father and your enemy. I will eat you all. Think about it. I was there before anything was. I am what you think you have a lot of. All of me in the world you think you have. Sometimes I'm on your hands. Sometimes I seem to hang heavy through a slow afternoon. I think you know my name. I fly, I do. And when I do, which I always do, you wonder where I've gone. They say I'm on your side, sometimes. But nobody really believes that, do they? I was there before anyone was, before any living thing, before death itself. I was. Sometimes, you know, don't tell anyone. I think sometimes, dreaming, that I don't exist. Listening to the stories, sometimes there only seems to be some sort of now, and no me at all. I blame the poets, the fictioneers, the tale-tellers who sell lies for a living. I am their enemy, their discomfort, so they dream me away. Don't waste me, darlings. Don't let me go by unconsidered. But do remember, you can't stop me, not for a moment. No, each mortal moment of your life is mine, my dears, mine. All those innocent instants, 1, 2, 3, look at them go. You know me, but you will forget me. Listening to tale-tellers, you hear the stories, those little excitements. And for you, I am no more. But I will, however, always be there, as long as I do live. Which is, in fact, always. unlike you. You think you've got me. You're wrong. I'm the problem, yes, but I'm also the solution. The question and the answer too. That's me. You'll see. Just wait until you meet my friends. All will be revealed.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Keep in time and don't miscalculate. Take a chance, you gotta take a chance. Take it easy, time to dance. Take your time and let it shine. Let your rhythm play with mine. Fooling around, fooling around. We're fooling around with time. Fooling around, fooling around. We're fooling around with time.
And who are you?
I am Hera, shod with gold, wife of Zeus, the god of gods. My father was Kronos. Yes, him. I am the child of time. I was raised by the changing seasons, nursed by the daughters of a river, fought with Zeus against time himself, and won. Didn't I, my dear? How did I do that? Listen and learn. Hera. I am Hera. I am woman, mother, virgin, widow, queen of the earth, of the winds, of the heavens themselves. I do not take any nonsense from men. I am woman as master, white-armed, wonderful, beyond all others, swift to anger, terrifying. Read the stories. They will tell you who I am.
Will they, really?
No.
Who are you, then? What is it like to be you?
Well, it's strange, being married to God.
Yes, I bet it is.
For one thing, he's so promiscuous.
Really?
Oh, yes, yes. He puts himself about, indefatigably. He's everywhere. He's anybody's.
Are you jealous?
What does jealous mean, exactly?
Never mind. Stupid question. Do you mind sharing him like that?
No, of course not. I get all of him. So does everyone else. It's a nice arrangement.
How did you meet him, then?
Oh, you know, I was walking through the morning and he appeared in front of me, knelt and asked me to marry him.
Really?
Interesting word, really. Yes, really. More really real than anything else whatsoever. And I said yes. And he carried me off to a wonderful palace and...
Oh, you're teasing me, aren't you?
Oh, I find it helps. People's minds are so solid. They are stuck in stories.
So, what's he like then, God?
Blue.
What?
Blue. Plays the flute. Interested in cows.
Oh, come on.
Yes, really. And one day we were milking the cows and along he came and played the flute and we all instantly fell in love with him, as you do, he being God, and he seduced the lot of us.
Look, this is a different...
Simultaneously, that was the wonderful thing. The seduction, I mean. All of us at once. It was great.
This is a different story. You're telling me about Krishna, the Hindu deity. I want to know about Zeus, the thunderer, the world shaker, husband of Hera, you.
You mean you want me to tell you about a completely different but equally unique supreme being, creator of everything there is?
Ah.
Yes, it's a problem, isn't it? I blame literacy, personally. Stories are fine, as long as you don't write them down. The mind makes mirrors. Narrative mirrors. It likes to look at itself. But real stories, swirl and change and flow and cross-fertilise. Metamorphosis, that's the thing.
I read that. It's by Ovid. Zeus comes into it a lot. It's really good.
There you are. That's the problem. Soon as someone writes a story down, people start thinking they own it. The mirror turns into a photograph. Fixed. Apparently permanent. No flow. What's my real story? That's what you want to know, isn't it?
Well, yes, please.
There are no real stories, unless they are open, unfettered, windborne, flying. Stories, in my opinion, should be set free.
Okay, tell me again, sorry to be slow, who exactly are you?
I am Hera, woman. I am Mary, mother and virgin. And Mary Magdalene too. I am Ophelia. And Gertrude. I am Beatrice and Laura. I am Catherine Earnshaw and Jane Eyre. I am Morgan Le Fay and Guinevere. I am all of those stories and none of them. And so are you, Eloise. So to win against time, love stories, but don't get stuck in them. Be free, be strong, be clear, be true. Be me.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Keep in time and don't procrastinate. Improvise, you guys can improvise. Take it easy, find surprise. Take your time and let it shine. Let your rhythm play with mine. Fooling around, we're fooling around with time. Fooling around, we're fooling around with time.
And this is Eve, the original. Not a god, but utterly human. Born from a bone, the mother of you all.
You think so? The mother of them all? What a romantic you are. No, darling, I'm simply the mother of invention. Yes, little woman that I am. I don't like to talk about it. Well, not too much and not often. I keep in the background as much as possible. But come into my kitchen, away from all this hustle and bustle. Have a nice cup of something.
Thank you. How nice.
Now, where was I? Oh, yes, the mother of invention. Well, if I didn't exist, you'd have to invent me. No, really? Who else are you going to blame for the mess the world is in? Who else would be the troublemaker in the poems and plays and soap operas and stand-up routines if not me? Just think of all those mother-in-law jokes, darlings. All those hours on Dr. Freud's uncomfortable couch. I am a necessary inconvenience and I have to say enormously happy to be so. Such fun watching you all.
What about the story? The old, old story.
Such a clever plot design, don't you think? There it was. Paradise, as you like to call it. I couldn't possibly comment. Undifferentiated glowing light and the seductive velvet stillness of nurturing night. Things you have learned to call sun and stars, reindeer and rainbows, and fruits and frost, a never-ending list of things that you keep apart by their fancy names and perpetually shifting descriptions.
But that's language. We need it.
And just how did you learn to do all that, may I ask? Why, from me, of course, little old me. Ate the apple. Quite delicious, by the way. A mysteriously connected humanity with the tree of what you like to call knowledge. In other words, this and that, you see. This and that. Language comes into your consciousness and voila! Everything falls apart into quite ridiculous, arbitrary patterns. Patterns which you, computers, reel. What fun, what larks, what joy, what a dance. Farewell, limitless bliss. Welcome to frills and furbelows, fancies and fortune cookies.
But it's rather nice.
Oh, yes, no doubt about that. Your ups and downs, your ins and outs, your likes and dislikes, your must-haves and don't-wants. Dear me, how would you entertain yourselves? Pass the time, live what you think of as a meaningful life without it. The striving, the sense of purpose, let alone the shopping. Darling, the whole economy would collapse. What a disaster.
And the knowledge thing?
Yes. The knowledge thing. Never ending, onward and upward. So much to know, so little time to know it. And time, well, don't get me started on time. You've met Cronus. He likes to think he's in charge of time. But remember me, darlings. Remember my initiation into this and that, into one damn thing after another. How else could you tell the time? In fact, how could you calculate anything without my showing you the way? From addition and subtraction to alleyways and skyscrapers. That's me.
Yes, okay. I suppose so. Skyscrapers are very useful for some things. But, you know, I prefer paradise.
In that case, let me tell you my secret, my hidden gift to people like you. There is a way back, you know, back to paradise. Oh, yes, you could be there right now if you were willing.
Willing to what?
Ah, I see you might be ready. Can I tempt you? May I entice you?
I think you can. Maybe.
Well, my dear, simply release your likes and dislikes. That will do it. No. Doubtful. Oh, I see. You think it might be boring. Too quiet for you, perhaps. The tedium of indifference. When you're ready, just try it and find out for yourself. Simply stop the grasping towards you and the pushing away, and allow what is to be exactly as it is. Then you will know how perfect it all really is, how perfection is obvious. And remember love. Then, actually, when the pulling and pushing stops, you'll be love, and love will be all there is. Limitless bliss, my dears. Safely home again.
That's it.
That's it.
If it's as simple as that, why did you eat the apple in the first place?
There, you see, is the true beauty of the design. Without me, you would be taking paradise for granted. With me, well, what can I say? The journey home becomes necessary. I am, after all, the mother of invention.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Keep it time, be sure you're never late. Give it swing, you gotta give it swing. Take it easy, let it ring. Take your time and let it shine. Let your rhythm play with mine. Fooling around, fooling around. We're fooling around with time. Fooling around, fooling around. We're fooling around with time.
And now, Apollo, god of music.
And of poetry.
And of healing. Don't forget that.
Of course. Of course. I forget nothing, actually. Take it away, maestro.
Ladies, all together now, if you please.
Mighty Apollo, Praise to thee, greatest God of harmony.
Thank you very much. Nice to be appreciated. Not many do nowadays. Worshipping me has gone out of fashion, rather.
Aww.
No, no, it's not a problem. I'm still around. Wherever there is music, I move tirelessly through. Surfing the centuries, dancing determinedly down the dog-eared decades, keeping the beat.
Keeping time.
Exactly. And making the harmonies true and clear. And look how my name lives on. Theatres, galleries, restaurants. Ah, the percussive chaos of breaking plates. I pick and choose. I relish my celebrity status.
Try this one. It's the Apollo Theatre in Chicago, December the 4th, 1956.
Ah, of course. Four immortals, each an inimitable embodiment of me, met and sang together for the first and only time ever. Name their names with awe and wonder. Johnny Cash. Jerry Lee Lewis. Carl Perkins. And Elvis Presley.
Four legends were united for the only time in their careers for an impromptu recording session that embodied the birth of rock and roll. Listen and experience the infectious spirit and thrilling sounds of a singular moment when four of popular music's most extraordinary talents came together for a night that would raise the roof.
So long as you know you're gonna play it cool, it's playtime, and you know we're gonna play the fool.
Excuse me. I think I'll head back to 1956 itself and the theatre of me in Chicago. Sit in on a session. See if I can Add a little something. My lyre has its uses, actually. Ask Orpheus. Mercury gave us both identical instruments, you know. When Orpheus played and sang, the wild animals themselves came to hear his singing. Ah, that sublime poet.
Sounds like a quotation.
Apollinaire, that other sublime poet. Apart from me, of course. Who trusted in me enough to change his name to mine. Sadly, at that time, people still believed I was the god of plague. And so, he died in my arms. The Spanish flu, after what you call your First World War. He could have given his allegiance to me as the god of healing, but he didn't. Still, it was a poetic passing, and he rather liked that. He did have a choice, though. Remember that.
And the moral of the story is, honour your art. Honour it, cherish it, nurture it, don't lose it, love it, and keep the beat. Mark time.
I am a healer too, you know, just like you. Time is a great healer.
But you kill people.
Death is just a deadline. A helpful deadline that wakes you up and gets you working on yourself.
Ah, the kindness of time. Of course.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 5, 5.
Feel the beat, let joy participate. Let it flow, you gotta let it flow. Take it easy, take it nice and slow. Take your time and let it shine. Let your rhythm play with mine. Fooling around, fooling around. We're fooling around with time. Fooling around.
And remember, there is another side to me, my inner feminine.
Really?
Absolutely. And here she is, Kairos, who is quite, quite different.
See, I told you, Kairos.
Oh, Kairos.
Yes, it's me, Kairos, the other idea of time, the God-given opportunity. The gateway to epiphany. The moment within the movement of moments. The slender chance.
So who are you, really?
I'm an ordinary sort of deity at heart. I'm not at all interested in stories. I do not need the unfolding of one damn thing after another. The cliffhanger, the trajectories, the jeopardies, the double jeopardies. The sticky stuff of your soap operas and arias, the tantalising trails within your comic books and sitcoms. I have no understanding of characters and motivations. The fluff you endlessly blend and caress into fuzzy felt, cosy, familiar, soporific, suffocating.
But where would we be without our stories? How would we pass the time?
If you come with me, you will forget there is a you that needs to pass the time. The you of likes and dislikes. The you of compare and contrast. For a moment, for a micro moment, you will remember the who of you. The who you really are. Before they told you who you are and convinced you. But take your time. I can wait. I am like patience on a monument. Nowhere to go, nothing to do, no one to answer to.
You are strange.
Thank you.
I think we've met before.
Oh, yes. I am always with you. You just need to look. Small children can see me. So can cats. Some poets, some heavenly fools, and a few photographers. And the really, really great artists, of course. You know the ones I mean. They whisper a shiver through the very bones of you. And when they do, you know, you really know that life and love and laughter are calling you. They see the brightness of my entrances and exits, my weavings in and out and in and out of the hazy conditions you like to call reality. I'm with you always, and in all ways. No flashing lights, no ecstasies, no uplifting choirs required. Simply an innocent remembering before language, before categories, before the languid limitations of the arbitrary shaping of experience, when time is on your side.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Sing it sweet and let it resonate. Contrapuntal is instrumental. Take a chance with experimental. Take your time and let it shine. Let your rhythm play with mine. Fooling around, we're fooling around with time. Fooling around, we're fooling around with time.
And now, your turn, Narcissus.
Narcissus? Moi? I'm not so sure.
You can do it.
I can.
It's a part. Get on with it. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the world-famous one-man band, the master of the dangerous liaison, the man in the mirror, Narcissus!
Oh gods, oh gods. There's nowhere to hide. Look, over there, under the mirror ball, another little giggle of gorgeous girls congregating, ready to flounce and flaunt this way. Chirping, chirping already. A flutter of frilly skirts and frothy fashion accessories pecking their path towards me. Me. Looking to me to share the nest, to feather the nest, to father their longed-for fledglings. Well, this is definitely the last party, the last dance, the last of the last, at last. And that's my lasting promise to myself.
Yourself?
Myself. That's the problem, you see. My dilemma, my daydream, my destiny. All they see is my beauty. Yes, I am truly beautiful, no doubt about it. And there's my downfall.
Nice problem.
Well, yes, but imagine how painful my daily life is. I long for simple friendship, for quiet understanding, for considerate companionship, for passers-by to pass me by, to go unnoticed, unremarked upon, sight unseen. That's all. That's all. My own heartfelt, heart-rending prayer is that they should no longer desire what they see, what they think is me. Do you see?
I'm beginning to, yes.
So tomorrow I will go back to the lake, and this time for good, forever, for better or worse. Marriage, you see, the marriage of true minds, mine and the mind that simply reflects, without judgment, without desire, without appreciation, without criticism. My friend, my only bride, the slow, still water of the silent lake, admitting no impediment. And that is why I love looking at my reflection, the day-long gaze. They think it's vanity, but for me it offers freedom. All I have to do is stay there long enough for my little mind to mirror the mirror, to accept just as she does what she sees. No praise nor blame, no censure nor approval, no regrets of the past nor hopes for a future, no thoughts of anything. Emptiness and bliss, love's only lasting kiss. So tomorrow I'll return to the lake and stay there until I get it right, until there arises that illusion of a moment when I can truthfully say, I do. Unwavering this time, I'll wave goodbye to this seductive show. I will be free. Free of me.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Jump feet, it's time to syncopate. Syncopation is a sweet sensation. Take a chance without invitation. Take your time and let it shine. Let your rhythm play with mine. Fooling around, we're fooling around with time. Fooling around, we're fooling around with time.
And who are you?
I'm glad you asked. That's the beginning, when you ask. I am metanoia. It means change. It means beautiful change, transformation. I'm your soul train, honey, come to carry you to freedom.
That sounds beautiful, but I don't understand.
I am your other, your hidden sister waiting in your darkness, shining quietly. I am what you could not afford to be because the world got in the way. I am what you can become. I am change. But change as what you see in the mirror. The same you, but opposite. I am you looking at you.
No, I'm still lost. It sounds good, though. Where did you come from?
I came from you, my love. Many times in your life, but especially the first time you made a choice. You chose the comfortable, the satisfying, the easy way. The first time you did that, I was there. I was what you chose not to be. And again, as you built yourself, you built me too. Always there, your opposite, growing stronger as you grew yourself. And then, at some point, something happens. An accident, an opportunity, a disaster, a lifetime chance, a loss often, a terrible betrayal. It can be anything. And you think, no, no, give me my life back. I want to be comfortable again. But that has gone. Gone. You found your deadline. And then either you live the rest of your life trying to resuscitate what you have lost, your lost comfortable self,
or
you embrace me. You let go. You look upwards, smiling bravely, and move forward into me, through me, towards whoever you now are. Life is change. Life is inconstant. It can't be frozen into the comfortable. Choose life. Get time on your side. Choose me. So now you have met me, it has started. See what happens. Watch carefully. Be courageous. And above all, look for joy. Because now you've met me. You ain't gonna find it anywhere else, honey.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
Keeping time and never hesitate. Take your time, don't go to sleep. Take it easy, make a quantum leap. Take your time and let it shine. Let your rhythm play with mine. Fooling around, fooling around, we're fooling around with time. Fooling around, fooling around, we're fooling around with time.
And last but best, the final statement. From whom?
Who am I? I am theatre. Theatre itself. And therefore, I am everyone. I am all the gods and the none. I am the joker who rules the world. The truth-teller who lives in laughter. I am the eyes of Aphrodite, seeing beyond any horizon. I am the Alpha, the Omega, and all the other letters in between. I am awake, is what I am. I hold time in my hand, like a children's toy. I am the ringmaster, the clown that owns the circus, the emperor of impermanence, the truth teacher, the fool. I am the magic of maybe, the perpetual sweet peut-être that makes everything make sense. I am theatre. And therefore, I am the answer to all problems. As theatre, I can take you out of time, make time pass quickly, set time on your side. I can offer the beauty that saves the world, the comedy that charms the heart and sets it free. I can make despair sublime, transform it into tragedy, make it bless you with transcendence. I can take the mess and imprecision of history, yours, mine or anyone's, and give it plot and symmetry and significance. I can take chance out of any equation and put meaning in its place, and with it majesty, nobility, kindness, form and substance. But most and best of all, I can depict love. Love of all the gods, the greatest. Love that heals the heart. Love that laughs at time. Love that redeems the world. Love that is not, absolutely not, time's fool. Love is an ever-fixed mark that looks on tempests and is never shaken. It is the star to every wandering bark, whose worth's unknown, although his height be taken. Love alters not with his brief hours and weeks, but bears it out, even to the edge of doom. If this be error, and upon me proved, I never writ, nor no man ever loved.
And now all that remains is the happy ending. Your job, my dears...
You mean us?
Yes.
Him and me?
Absolutely. Your job is to go back to the time you came from and awake tomorrow as people who have led a changed life. Changed by what you have learned here. An entirely new life that you can review with pride and honour and joy and above all, with love.
A new life?
A new life.
And your job, my loves, is to use the rest of your lives to make sure that is exactly what happens. Remember the play. Remember the challenge and blessings of time. Embrace and rejoice in change. Remember the wisdom of Eve and the power of Hera, wife to God. Remember to love the healing of music and poetry. Remember the bliss of Narcissus. And remember Kairos, the other idea of time, the magic of maybe. And most of all, remember love.
I think that a walk in the park is in order. Would you like to accompany me?
Yes. Yes, I would. Very much.
And go to the theatre.
Go to the theatre a lot.
It's the magic of maybe.
Just the magic of maybe. It's the magic of maybe. Just the magic of maybe. When you take the time to get time on your side, when you make the time to relish the ride, when you step through time even though it seems crazy, and remember love in the magic of maybe, then you fall in love.
Yes, you
fall in love.
Then you
fall in love with the magic of maybe. It's the magic of maybe. Just the magic of maybe. It's the magic of maybe. Trust the magic of maybe. When you spend your time to imagine the best, when you lend your time to cherish the quest, when you blend with time even though it seems crazy, and remember love in the magic of maybe, then you fall in love.
Yes, you
fall in love.
Then you
fall in love with the magic of maybe. It's the magic of maybe, just the magic of maybe. It's the magic of maybe, just the magic of maybe. It's the magic of maybe, just the magic of maybe. It's the magic of maybe, just the magic of maybe.
In part two of Time's Fools, you heard these time-travelling players. Jeff Barnwell as Promise, Lorna Meehan as Hera, Angie Barnbrook as Eve, Edmund Caird as Apollo, Jacqueline O'Hanlon as Kairos, Nathan Hawthorne as Narcissus, Becky Sexton as Metanoia, and Ramesh Krishnamurti as Theatre. Pete Redman wrote the music for the song Playing the Fool, and performed, arranged, and recorded it for us. Time's Fools, the magic of maybe, is a Strange Shadows production.
It's the magic of maybe, just the magic of maybe. It's the magic of maybe, just the magic of maybe.